In all 27 books of the New Testament, you have no situation except for the one in today's gospel where Jesus intentionally condemns a man to hell. Certainly, we know the opposite direction. The church traditionally tells us who's in heaven. We call them saints. The church continues to do that to provide us many examples of inspiration. But the church doesn't have the authority, the church doesn't have the power to say who is in hell or who's not in hell. That's reserved to God alone. Jesus is God. So in all 27 books, including the four Gospels, you have this incredibly harsh line that Jesus gives. St. Mark writes, "It would be better if this man was never born." In other words, it's better not to exist than to exist and live your life eternally in hell. We know that logically, and when you read that line, that's what that line means. Jesus puts Judas in hell for what he did. But that's the cruddy part. Because why is Peter in heaven? They did the same thing. They committed the same sin. Why is Peter, the main man, the first pope of the church, reigning in heaven right now with the crown, next to the throne of Jesus the king, and Judas is perishing in hell? They did the same thing. What's the difference? Certainly, I've thought about this, and so have many saints and teachers in the church. The response is easy to understand, but it's difficult as heck to live. Here's the difference. Judas did everything that he was supposed to do. He fulfilled all of the requirements, but he didn't do anything else. Peter, of course, fulfilled all the requirements, but then he asked the simple question to our Lord. It's just the same question that you and I are invited to ask this weekend as we begin Holy Week. And the weekend, and the question is not, what do I have to do? The question is, Lord, what do you want me to do? This is the week of all weeks. It's a lot of church if you want it. And priests and pastors of all faiths get this question. So now what do I got to do? Like, what's the minimum I can do? Why do we have that attitude? It's such a lame attitude. It's the attitude of Judas. What is the bare minimum I need to do to trip into heaven? If you ask Jesus that question, he's going to give you the answer. It's the same one the church gives. You can read about it in the catechism. Go to church on Sundays. There's a reason why the next 7 days is called Holy Week collectively. It's the holiest week of the year. And yeah, the invitation is before you and me. And yes, for you to know, we have the same requirements, friends. I dress a little bit better. I'm a little bit warmer on these days. But like you, I don't got to go to Mass this week. Nope. Priests don't got to. I have the same requirement you do. I got to be there on Sunday. But you and I can be free from the Judas mentality and focus on that question. Lord, what do you want me to do? So when Holy Thursday comes, Good Friday is here, the Easter Vigil is on our schedule, and then Easter Sunday Mass, of all that time in the church, the only thing you have to do, the only thing that I have to do, is to go to Mass on Easter. And you'll be looking around with me thinking, where were all these people this whole year? The church is filled! Certainly, sarcasm has a role to play. But the main thing to worry about, as we replay the Passion, we'll hear this very gospel from another evangelist in just a week on Good Friday. And the reason why of all gospels, this one is repeated is so that we do ask that question. Now, what do I have to do? That's a great starting point, but it's only the starting point. If we ask our Lord with regard to this week, and certainly you have schedules to fulfill, you have jobs to do and children to raise. I have things to do as well. Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Easter Saturday, Holy Saturday, excuse me. That's a lot of church. It's a lot of hours. Well, boring. Homilies will be hit or miss. You'll be hungry. It might be nice outside. There's a whole litany of excuses. But if we together ask our Lord that question, not what do I have to do, but Lord Jesus, what do you want me to do? I think it's safe to say the answer in one or more words will be something like, this week, I want you to be a little less like Judas and a little more like Peter.